This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second and 10. Good pressure by Hyder. Wentz dropped the snap. Scrum at the 15-yard line. Did he fall on it?
Yep. Cowboys ball.
The Cowboys got the football.
Wow.
Kerry Hyder, most people don't even know he's on this team.
We got to add to the domination of Filthy by DFW throughout the weekend. SMU beat Temple as well. So you know what happened last night on your home of America's team. You got the Stars over the Flyers and SMU beating Temple. What a glorious Monday, except for all the tornado stuff. Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. Brad Sham live at 8. He's going to have Tank Lawrence tonight with the Cowboys sit down, and Robert Quinn, if he's healthy enough to do it. Jason Garrett live at 8:30. We got Roy, we got White Claw, a.k.a. Eric, in for Troy. And Dub, this is the main event that you've been working on.
Man, been working on it all morning, so you don't have to. Our radio.com app is working fantastically, and we highly encourage you to do that because you can go back and start from the very beginning of the show with Angelo Cataldi and the WIP team up in Philadelphia, and they are crying alligator tears this morning. All the things, everybody, no one is escaping any type of wrath from Angelo Cataldi and the morning team, and the first person they go after, no excuses, the same guy we would probably go after a performance like that, it is none other than Doug Peterson, the head coach.
Bottom line is... This Philadelphia Eagles team embarrassed themselves. They embarrassed this city. They called into question for the first time since the parade the competency of their head coach. If he had not won that Super Bowl 2 years ago, Al, there would right now be protests for him to be fired. There would be. I've done it long enough. He might have been fired based on what happened yesterday. That's how bad it was.
If he hadn't won that title, you know, if he wouldn't have done all that with his backup quarterback for multiple years, we'd be running him out of here.
Man, I'll tell you, if he didn't make that first billion, he never would have bought this team.
Yeah.
What kind of saying is that?
Do you think Doug Peterson made the guarantee and then worked, you know, like less afterwards? Like, to me, he set his players up to have the better start, not to fail, because no one expected them to come out. Now, the Eagles and Cowboys both were teams that started badly, but that says much more to me about the Eagle players than it does Doug Peterson. Like, Doug Peterson tried to ramp up their game. Now, I was hoping he did it for the Cowboys with the Cowboys start, but they're going after their Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, so they go after the head coach. I am curious if things like absolutely derail the rest of the way, will they be calling for the firing of a head coach that won them a Super Bowl?
Will they be calling for it? Of course they're going to be. I thought you were going to ask, could he go? Well, of course they're going to be calling for it. They're morons.
They are morons.
They're a bunch of thankless meatball morons.
Well, we'll get to that as we also had some callers weigh in. Eagles Cheryl coming up at the end of this. If you want to hear a real fan freak out over their team's performance. But Angelo Cataldi
had a lot of injuries, by the way, yesterday, too. Mm-hmm.
It's true. But I saw Jesse Holly mention this before the game. It's something that a lot of people had said. With all the injuries on both sides, this was going to be a game about who wanted it more. Who came out and hit the other team in the mouth and actually proved that they were hungry to win this game. Angelo Cataldi believes that dog team of 2017 that wore the masks and all that, that team is long gone.
We had on Jason Kelce, and I said to Jason Kelce, we played his speech at the Art Museum steps, and I went, you know, the whole thing was, you know, hungry dogs. They want to eat.
Yeah.
They're hungry. You got to feed them. Are you guys hungry anymore? And he gave a detailed answer, which really kind of, you know, avoided the, they're not hungry. Do you understand? They are not hungry. They don't care that much.
I love it.
I mean, it's hard for us to assess. I wanted to see an energy level from the Cowboys after what has happened to them over the past 3 weeks. I think we certainly got it. I love that Dak low-key called out his guys. And Philly was writing articles about what Dak did, saying, we don't think Wentz is capable of this. And again, it's either in you or it's not. And Carson Wentz has been the one that's gotten picked on by anonymous sources there. He hasn't called people out. Dak did it in a very low-key, mild way. Make no mistake about it. He did it when last week he's like, we have guys who need to work harder. So it's awesome if you can get that from your quarterback. But it's either in you or it's not.
Well, they weren't about to let Carson Wentz go. And they did mention several times about the fact that they wanted their quarterback to start calling guys out, to start saying something.
Carson Wentz threw for a buck 91 on 16 of 26. One touchdown, one interception, QBR of 29.
Ooh. But Cataldi is still going around trying to find other people to blame. And one performance in particular was a guy who has been on their radar a time or two before this season. That is because he basically absolutely dogged it. He didn't care on a ball that a lot of people thought in Philadelphia that he could have caught. Nelson Agholor, take a listen to Cataldi's theory at the very end of this, Sean. You're talking about Carson Wentz and his teammates not being willing to step up? Well, listen to Cataldi's theory about Nelson Agholor.
I think they want to make a statement. I would have cut Nelson Agholor last night.
Exactly.
What was that effort?
The Agholor, the alligator play.
If you lay yourself out, you get your hands on the ball and catch that. That was an embarrassment. It's a straight.
He's a dog, John. You understand, the only year that he was able to perform well in this, all this time he's been an Eagle, is when they downgraded his position to slot receiver, and it wasn't important.
Extra piece.
There was no pressure. The minute you rely on him to make big plays, he dogs it. You saw that, John. It was awful. But he, let me tell you, and when I'll play for you what he had to say too. He's one of the guys dissing Wentz behind his back. That's my theory.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I think you're right.
There are guys, the way he goes, you know, the ball wasn't where I thought it would be. He is an anti-Wentz guy. They should have gotten rid of him instead of Zach Brown last week. What the hell has Aguilar done for this team? Nothing.
So this is the bomb that they missed on, where Carson Wentz threw it a mile across the field. And they are freaking out that Agholor did not give enough effort. Did you see this? So it looks like he pulled up. It looks like he could have at least dove, and it didn't look like 100% effort. I did not think, watching it on TV last night, that it was as close as some of the replays. Now, some of the angles can throw you off a little bit.
Could throw you off. Could be way long. Could be way short. I mean, it could be like it could have been he didn't think he could get it, and it would, by the time he realized he could, it was too late to dive. You know, there could be a lot of reasons for why he didn't dive there.
It doesn't help, though, that on the other side, Amari Cooper literally had the same type of play where the announcers are saying, wow, Jalen Mills had Amari beat, and then Amari kicked it into high gear and dove for a ball down the sidelines to make a great catch. Like, all it takes, and a lot of their points I agree with Nelson Agholor, all it takes is the effort.
But did you see last night? I don't think Collinsworth called him out. This is a side view we're seeing on the internet today.
Yeah.
But that overhead view, I don't remember, at least in the moment, I have to go back and look. I don't remember being like, ooh, Nelson Agholor gave up there. But they're taking this angle, and that is the story. And they're furious. Is he the one that went viral with the fire catch?
Yeah, I caught it, unlike Agholor.
So he's like their T-Will.
Yeah. So they're going after Nelson Agholor. They're going after as many players as they can.
And this is WIP. Roy's been spying all morning long on Filthy Radio to have the tears for breakfast.
Angelo Cataldi and the morning team. Now, this is where I think like we can draw some comparisons sometimes to how we react, because they want to go after a leader on their defense, the highest paid player, and a guy who basically didn't show up for an entire half yesterday.
But no. Where was he? Didn't he say the team that wanted it more was going to win? Did he want it? Stop.
White Claw. White Claw, cut that off.
Did he whine about it?
That nasally, and I shouldn't talk with my allergies right now, but that nasally whine.
Did he whine it?
Who is he talking about, Dub?
He says Fletcher Cox. Did Fletcher Cox want it?
Oh, man, I got a screenshot of Fletcher Cox sitting there on the bench. It was glorious as he was going up against Zach Martin. Let's play it from the beginning, Eric.
But no. Where was he? Didn't he say the team that wanted it more was going to win? Did he want it? Did Fletcher Cox want to play football?
It didn't appear any of them did.
Did not appear. Later in the game, he got his first sack when it meant nothing.
Where was he when they went for it on the goal line, first down? Yeah. You knew they're going to give the ball to Elliott. Everybody knew he was going to get the touchdown, because, and he walked right in the end zone.
The quarterback sneak
with Prescott. He went for 8 yards on a quarterback sneak. They couldn't bring him down.
Quarterback sneak. Pollard, the backup guy, scoots around two bad tackles and gets 9 yards. No, every single play was a lack of freaking effort. They didn't care. They did not care who won that game. It's a joke in this city. Not acceptable. Not acceptable.
That's the best. That's the best amazing. One. Holy crap. That's amazing.
He loves not acceptable. Yeah. He loves embarrassing. And they love one particular call.
I wish he'd be going to the locker room. Like, I don't know how often he goes in there. I wish he would go in the locker room after going like this.
Well, their question of the day today was, at what point did you turn off the game? No one on WIP's morning show made it through the entire game to the end. They went around the room. There's like nine people on their show. They went around the room, and not a single one of them lasted to the end of the game. One person who did, though, was a diehard fan, Eagle Cheryl, who calls in after every Eagles game, win or lose, and they guarantee her a spot on because she delivers content like this.
Some heads need to be rolled. If you got to cut anybody, cut players, cut coaches, let them go, because it's not fair. But the simple fact, but that these guys get to come and get a paycheck, it's not fair. They making millions of dollars. And we come home, we at bars, we at our friend's house, we at different locations, we at the game, spending thousands of dollars on the ticket, on the airplane, at the hotel, and this is what the Eagles do. They don't care. They do not care about us. So how can we move forward? How can we move forward and support our team? Mr. Norby, what should we do? What will you do? We're putting it back on you. It is not fair to us. We love this team. We die and ride for this team. And yes, I watched that game to the very end, and I was angry. But what can I do about it? That's my Philadelphia Eagles team. But Mr. Jeffrey Norby, it's on you now. You got to do something. You must do something. You got to do something. I'm asking you. I'm pleading you. You please do something by the end of this week, or you're going to lose me. You're going to lose me.
Fantastic.
Take that, Eric. Eric, take the last 3 seconds of that.
You're going to lose me.
I love the death growl thrown in there.
We need to draw it out, like long, slow-mo that.
Why you want to lose me? You're going to lose me.
Yes.
Roy White. Give him his props, y'all. He went and did it all morning long since 5:30. That was worth everything. There's nothing that can top that, right? That's a walk-off.
I mean, I could go back in there and try, but that's pretty fantastic.
If you have more for 9, we'll take it. Otherwise, that is perfect. WIP in the
tears. Are you guys hungry anymore?
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. 877-881-1053.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.